And good morning. I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. We talk about ways to live better, ways to live with the seasons, ways to deal with all of the ailments that we are battling over the course of time, ways to feel better naturally. And there's no doubt about it, COVID-19 has become the sort of the overwhelming 900-pound gorilla that's in everybody's room. And dealing with it is dealing with, I think, the uncertainty of dealing with it has made it and compounded the stress level that goes along with normal stress that is, as you have said before, this time of year, as you move from winter to spring, it's already a fairly stressful time. Is that right?
It is a stressful time on the body because you're leaving this sort of cold weather and going into the warmer weather. There's a lot of things that are changing. You know, you're outside hopefully more. There's going to be things that are going on, a lot of yard work. And, you know, stress is just one of those things that follows us. It can be good. It can be bad. It isn't all bad. Some things are stressful, like a wedding, that are happy events, or the birth of a baby or things like that too. So what's really interesting is that April is Stress Awareness Month, and so that's what we're going to talk about today, is ways to cope with stress.
Yeah, ways to cope with stress so that it doesn't get you down. And it's really hard. I think stress is something that is compounded, as I said, by uncertainty. The less certain you are about an event, the less certain you are about what is going to happen, the less certain you are about anything that is in your life. The more you have, the more stress it can build up because of that, isn't it?
It's true. And the thing is that we are born with only two emotions, fear and love. People don't realize. And everything else is sort of a relative of those two emotions. So when you let fear come into your life, then that also compounds the stress. It takes a physical toll on their body. And a lot of things can make you fearful. In fact, the whole thing of stress is called fight or flight. So that's what happened back in the caveman times. There would be a dinosaur or something coming to attack them, and they would have to decide, are they going to fight this, or are they going to flee, are they going to flight? And so that's kind of the buzzwords in the stress management world, is that, you know, what are you going to do and how you respond? But fear is either going to kick you into overdrive and you're going to face it, or it's going to kick you into overdrive the other way and you're going to go the opposite direction.
We were talking about events, we're talking about things going on, we're talking about obviously COVID-19. What it has also done, it has provided a great deal of economic stress to an awful lot of people who are uncertain of their economic future. And you've got uncertainty about events, uncertainty of economics. We've got uncertainty of the weather, uncertainty of all of the other things. So you've got all of that going on at the same time. So dealing with stress, I know that typically we say, hey, breathe, learn to breathe and learn to breathe. Normally learn to let that, you know, deep breaths, cleansing breaths, let the stress dissipate. Easier said than done, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's one of those things that in order to help you cope with that, you can do breathing. Laughter, one of those things is laughter, because laughter induces breathing. So there's some things that you can do. Take a break and watch some of the old TV shows. You know, I Love Lucy, some of those things that are out there that make you laugh. Those are things that can help you. Relaxation, journaling. Journaling is another really powerful thing to do, that you can sort of get your thoughts down out of the paper, on paper, so that you don't have this rumination going on in the mind over and over and over and over again. And I always recommend, please don't watch the news right before you go to bed, because then that weighs on your mind heavily when you're trying to sleep as well.
And if you can, for me, a great stress reliever is getting out and being out on the bike. I've said before, and I think I've said to you, that there's virtually no problem or stress piece that I can't, at 20 miles out, doesn't dissipate or go away. But, you know, that's for me. But anybody can walk. And I think getting out and walking as much as you can. And the other thing you benefit by getting out and walking, especially if there's some sunshine, is you're going to get some vitamin D.
Yes. Vitamin D is really essential. It's one of those things that helps boost the immune system, or at least keep your immune system intact. So vitamin D is important. I think we've talked about that on past shows, that the American Medical Association recommends at least 15 minutes of sunshine a day. And that's without the sunscreen, you know, even if it's sitting in front of a window. So that's important. If you can't can't go out and walk because maybe a lot of people can't walk or they're afraid to go outside or those kinds of things. There's things that you can do in the house. You could do Tai Chi or yoga or even stretching. And one of the things that I've been doing is I've been sitting either at the computer or watching stuff on TV or whatever, is you can even just, you know, rotate your ankles. You can flex your toes. You can move your arms and your hands. So even if you're somebody that can't actually get up and move furniture and do Tai Chi in your living room, there are some moves that you can even do while you're sitting. Just plain stretching is also one of those things that can help. Take a relaxing bath. That's another form of relaxation.
But find ways to, I guess, what, to not be overwhelmed. I think the thing is, that's what we have a lot of things. We have a situation, as I said, that is out of our control. And when things are out of your control, then you naturally tend to, or most people tend to think of the worst. And so finding ways, you said, watch funny movies. There you go. Breathe, get outside, catch some vitamin D, improve your immune system. I think one of the things is there's little triggers as well that are out there. I know this sounds maybe silly, but if I'm at a store and I'm just briefly and I run in and I get in and out of a store as fast, but when I run in and I see everybody wearing masks, I just feel like I'm moving into a hospital ward. I know that probably is an anxiety that shouldn't be there. I should feel good about the fact that people are taking care of themselves.
And, you know, here's the situation, too. One of the things that I tell people to help with triggers is that make up a movie. Like, I'm a writer, so I like to write and have creative things. So if you're feeling stressed and you're worrying about things, make up that story in your mind. Like, think, okay, look at their mask, you know, if that's a trigger for you, and it's got purple polka dots on it, then think of something that reminds you of the purple polka dots. So your focus isn't on the mask or whatever that trigger may be. If you're standing in line behind somebody at the grocery store and you're thinking, oh, I got to get out of here, look at the conveyor belt and see what you think their meals are going to be that they're planning. You know, do things that you can give yourself sort of a little distraction so that you're not focusing on that particular thing, that you kind of make up a story in your mind and make it a positive story. Don't be thinking the worst story, but, you know, try to do something positive. And that's another thing that helps your immune system. Thinking positive, expressing gratitude. Think of the things that you're grateful for, that, you know, that you can have, that, yes, there's a lot of going on right now that we can't control, but what are some of the things that we are grateful for? And that will really help you to kind of keep a positive spin too.
I think, for me, nicer weather, for me being out in the yard, for me being out on the bike, all of those things are stress relievers to me. But I think one of the you just said something that you talk about, if all of these masks could all be decorated in really neat colors, it would make a whole lot. It would, and, you know, pleasant colors, as opposed to walking into a hospital and seeing everybody as a surgeon. Do you know what I
yes.
mean?
Yes. And, you know, a lot of these ones that some of these churches are making and people are making online, they're doing it out of fun materials, too. So, you know, it's one of those things, too, where you can even just imagine, you know, that person is a surgeon or somebody important or, you know, that's doing something with the health, too. You don't have to, you know, you can, like I said, you can pretend that you're in some kind of an episode of Marcus Welby or, you know,
okay,
something from way back, you know, just make up that story in your head, but make it a fun story, make it a creative story, make it something positive. Don't always look for the bad because that's going to bring you down.
And I will say this, so we had a feature with Sandy Brown from the Paw Animal Shelter. Did you know that nationwide that animal adoptions and foster adoptions are up over 700%?
That's really positive, too, because pets are another wonderful way to help cope with stress. You know, and if you have little kids, sit down and color with them. That's another way to help cope with stress. So a lot of these things that are happening, I think, are helping us to get more in touch with our inner self, which isn't always necessarily a bad thing either. You know, it's giving us time to relax and recoup and catch up on things or even just take naps in the afternoon. You know, it's probably been kindergarten since we've been doing stuff like that. So, you know, I just want to say that the American Institute of Stress says that 77% of all people should have physical symptoms. Stress shows up as physical symptoms. And of that, 33% of those people have extreme stress. And some of the things to watch for, like you may say, oh, I don't have stress. But here's some things, the way that stress shows up that's hidden. It can come as headaches, insomnia. You can have digestion issues. All of a sudden, you can have anger issues. That's the other thing that's up, is a lot of domestic violence stuff is going on.
Because people are in close contact.
In close contact, and they don't have a way to release that pent-up emotion. High blood pressure is another symptom of stress. Heart disease, it can lead to diabetes, anxiety, depression, all of those kinds of things. And with this going on with this social isolation, I encourage you to reach out to people who maybe are alone. Like, I have a friend who tries to call me every couple of days. I have another person that I call who's an elderly person. Just to have that sort of contact that you know that you can't go out and physically see them, but it kind of is just sort of a check and balance thing. So do those things. Do some kind things. You know, find a ways to do things. And I encourage everybody, you know, keep a journal about everything that's going on, because it could turn into a bestseller here.
And you can de-stress yourself with a CD that Rhonda has, and it's called Pathways to Paradise. You've had this out for a number of years.
I have.
But it's now we're going to be featuring online for those of you that are listening to this right now. If you go to KBUR.com, you will find that cut, a cut of called A Mini Vacation. And don't listen to it in the car, but do listen to it when you're at home and you need to have a stress release or a stress reliever, and just see what it does for you. But that's, again, you can get it by just going to KBUR.com, click on podcast. This the program itself, this program is going to be a podcast, but that segment, that CD segment, that CD cut, that will also be posted on podcasts under Rhonda Reif.
And it's one of four on the CD. The CD lists different types of ways to relax. The one that we picked is just a short one. It's less than 5 minutes, and it's designed to help mind stress, things that are going on with your mind. And if they're interested, you know, they certainly can look for the whole CD. It's on Amazon. You can get it from me. There's a lot of different ways to get it. But I wanted to put that out there for people that are, you know, struggling at home, that have stress, to do this something for free to give back to people. So I encourage you, you know, go on. I think you said that once you listen to it, you can even download it and save it to your phone or save it to your computer. And please, you know, just keep using that every day. That
you can listen to it online. You can download it to your phone. You can download it to any device you wish. You can download it into your iPhone or whatever, or you name it, whatever you want to do. That can be a cut that you can save and tune in. As you said, don't listen to it while you're driving, because you don't want to fall asleep. But do de-stress as much as you can. And things are going to look all of those things that are going on that we can't control. We do know there will be an end.
There will. And that's just sort of my little gift to my listeners. So.
All right. Again, get this program. You can download that, as I said, from our website under the podcast. You can also download the CD cut as well. That is all under Rhonda Reif Podcasts at KBUR.com. Rhonda, have a great month of April.
Thanks, Steve.